Welcome back, everyone, to Broken Open with Dr. B. This is the podcast where we unpack the transformation and skills needed for our teens and our young adults with ADHD and for the parents guiding them through this stage of life. If you're in the middle of the season where everything can feel like it's shifting, sometimes breaking apart, you're in the right place. I'm your strategic partner in the Broken Open season. I'm your listening ear, and I'm so glad that you're here today. Today, we're talking about something that frustrates so many parents, and that is low motivation. You see your child struggling to get started, putting things off until the last second, or avoiding their work completely, and it's easy to think they just don't care. But what if I told you this isn't a motivation issue at all? What if the real culprit is anxiety? So that's what we're diving into today, why anxiety hides behind ADHD struggles, how it makes kids look unmotivated, and what you can do to help. Let's get into it. So I want you to imagine your child's ADHD just like a car. Some days, y'all, they're in the driver's seat. You're like, okay, like this is not that bad. They're managing things well. They're getting things in. They're managing their time. Their room's organized. They can find their clothes when it's time to get ready for school. And you're like, you might not have ADHD. But then there are other days the ADHD is driving and they're just along. Your child, your teen, your young adult is just along for the ride. But here's the thing. And one of the things I love talking about with parents, especially when we're discussing motivation, is that ADHD never rides alone. Never rides alone. A lot of times when we go to our doctor and we're learning about ADHD is, we don't hear some of those comorbid things that are really attached to the ADHD. So anxiety is often in the backseat. Whispering doubts about their failure. Perfectionism is hanging out in the passenger seat saying, if you can't do it perfectly, don't do it at all. And self-doubt, it's riding shotgun, questioning every decision. So when you look at your teen, your young adult with ADHD, and you're like, you just have low motivation, I want you literally now to imagine them sitting in the car with all of these passengers, anxiety, self-doubt, perfectionism. You're probably thinking, you do not know my teen. There's nothing perfectionist about them. I tell you again, some of those behaviors can mask themselves. Sometimes them not getting started is them afraid that I'm not going to do it perfectly. Or last time I didn't do it perfectly. And so I'm not really going to try. So when we see avoidance and when we see procrastination or we see emotional outburst, we assume they're just not trying. It's an easy place to go, right? They're just low, they're just not motivated. They're just lazy, right? But in reality, the car is overloaded with passengers. And anxiety is often the loudest voice in the car. So a lot of times we think of anxiety as just someone that's worrying a lot. Right? They're just always worrying, right? You probably have the grandmother, the mother, the cousins, like, oh, I don't know what's going to happen, right? That's the way we view anxiety. But anxiety is a physiological response. It's your body's war in its way of preparing for danger, whether the danger is real or it's not. And so when anxiety kicks in, I'm sure we've often heard about the fight, the flight, or the freeze response that takes over. And guess what? Freeze mode often looks exactly like low motivation. Staring at a blank screen. Y'all know, staring at a blank screen instead of starting an assignment, you're like, what are you doing? That's freeze mode. Scrolling TikTok 4 hours instead of doing homework. That's avoidance. Getting overwhelmed and shutting down completely. That's the brain protecting itself from stress. So when your child looks like they just don't care, they might actually care too much, to the point that their brain is shutting down to protect them from failure, from stress, or from any expectations. Now, let's get real here. You're dealing with teenagers. Their brains are still developing. We talk about them not being fully cooked yet. Sometimes they're just teenagering. Sometimes they just don't want to. Sometimes your college student is just stayed up too late at night, or just always wasted the last minute. Sometimes it is what it is. But we have to be willing as parents, and also those who work with kids with ADHD and parents, is to dig a little deeper than just they just don't want to, they're just lazy, right? They're just not motivated. Let's dig a little bit deeper there. So here's where it gets tricky for everyone. ADHD already makes it hard to get started. And when you add anxiety on top of that, you've got what I call a double whammy, right? Because now, not only is it hard to initiate the task, which is an executive function skill, but there's also fear, there's overwhelm, blocking the way. It's like this: ADHD makes the on switch hard to find. Anxiety makes them scared to flip the switch. Together, it's complete paralysis. So, you know, I work with the college freshmen. I work with lots of them. And the parents were beyond frustrated with the lack of motivation, right? There's what we hear: lack of motivation, lazy, just doesn't want to. Because he would just sit in front of that laptop for hours, but he actually would never get things done. Does that sound like somebody in your house? When we dug deeper, we realized that he wasn't unmotivated. He was just anxious, and he was so afraid of getting things wrong that he'd rather avoid trying at all. And that ADHD made that easy, because starting is already hard, right? That task initiation is already a thing for the ADHD brain. So when anxiety joined the mix, he completely shut down. So once we named it for what it was, not laziness, but anxiety, we were able to create a plan, and we broke those tasks into smaller, low pressure steps. We introduced external accountability so he wouldn't rely on his willpower alone. And most importantly, you know, we helped him reframe mistakes as part of learning, not something to be feared. And within weeks, he went from avoiding work to actually starting without a fight, because we weren't just treating the symptoms, we were addressing the real problem. Another thing that happens oftentimes that I see in my work with college students, especially if they've been on ADHD medication for a long time, they will often decide, and you know, I'm gonna go to college and just wing it. No medicine, I'm a fake adult, I've got this, leave me be. So now you've had this is like a perfect storm. And if y'all know what I'm talking about. So we've helped them, right? As a parent, you've helped them through 12th grade. You structured, you remind them, you woke them up, you all the things. And they had the medicine as a level of support. Maybe they had a therapist helping as well. Now they go to college. They've decided, I don't want any of those things. So now all of the ADHD things are just like, on fire. And that anxiety that may have been managed by some of the medicine is also unmanaged. So you can imagine why I get a lot of phone calls during that first or second semester, like, what's happening here? Because now you have a young person who is away from home, away from all the structures that they had in place, even though they sometimes maybe didn't want them, they were there. And they're no longer taking their medicine. So their anxiety is off the chain, their hyperactivity is off the chain, their focus is out of, it's crazy town. And it's just difficult. So you can imagine why that transition becomes very, very difficult. So what can you do if you're seeing this pattern in your child and you're labeling it one way, but now you're thinking, maybe this is something else? I would suggest that we reframe lazy and unmotivated, those words. What's blocking them from getting started? That's the question. Like, what is it? Do you not understand the assignment? Did you wait till the night before and you have a 10-page paper? I would be overwhelmed as well, right? So what is it that has gotten you in that freeze state and you're not doing a thing even though you know you need to? Break that work into tiny, low-pressure steps. Instead of write your paper, maybe it's just, why don't you just do a brain dump? Like, here's the topic. You understand the topic? This makes sense? Okay, tell me everything that you know. Like, talking to your Siri or something, or your ChatGPT, or whatever. You, like, tell it all that comes to your mind about this, right? So that's low pressure. It's like, okay, I can do that. Like, here's what I know about this, right? So then the next step may be, okay, take some of those things that you know, like, what things go together? Like, well, things don't really, they're like outliers, right? And so you take a huge 10 paper, like there's no way I can even start this, it's never gonna be right, to smaller chunks. That helps. Validate the fear that they have, but show them a way through it. Say, I see that this feels overwhelming. Like, I would be overwhelmed as well if I had this paper the night before. Let's figure out how we can do this together. And then use external accountability. You know, a lot of times when I work with parents, they've been that external accountability for so long. And sometimes you're tired. Like, you're just like, I just want out. Like, can you be that? I'm like, absolutely we can. Give them an external accountability system or person. And that ADHD plus the anxiety struggles, they thrive in isolation. And even a quick check-in from a coach or a mentor can make all the difference because it brings them out of their own head. Like, we don't want anxiety and ADHD and lack of focus and being emotionally dysregulated all in the same head. Like, we know what's going to happen, right? We know what's going to happen. So this is what we do, you know, here at Launch and Thrive. So if your child's ADHD is tangled up with anxiety, they don't just need productivity tips. They need an integrative approach that looks at the whole person. That's what we do here at Launch and Thrive. So if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we're gonna have some live events coming up. I want you to join me. They are small, they're intimate. And so when those spaces fill up, it's done. So it's some times up to 18, up to 20, up to 10. So if you are interested in joining, click the link below, sign up, register. We're going to be in community. You're going to have resources and takeaways. You're going to feel seen and heard during this Broken Open season, and you're going to have strategies to help your teen or your young adult. If you're not local, that's not a problem for us at all. We're going to have a 5-day challenge coming up, and I'll walk you through those strategies as well, a live 1 hour every day. You can ask questions if you'd like, but you also will leave with those key understandings of how to serve and support your teen or young adult with ADHD. Until next time, let's keep creating those systems that your teen, your young adult, your family is going to thrive. Take care.